Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. India emerged as the world's fifth largest economy by overtaking the UK and France in 2019, says a report. A US-based think tank World Population Review in its report said that India is developing into an open market economy. The report further said that in purchasing power parity terms, India's GDP is $10.51 trillion, exceeding that of Japan and Germany. Prices of paracetamol, that is commonly used as an analgesic, have gone up by 40% due to the coronavirus outbreak in China. The cost of an antibiotic used to treat several bacterial infections, azithromycin, has also risen by approximately 70%, as mentioned by Pankaj R. Patel, chairman of Zydus Cadila. The personal care industry recorded a revenue growth of 2.1% in the December quarter of 2019-20, registering the slowest growth in the past 10 quarters. This was a sharp drop from the revenue growth of 10.9% in the year-ago quarter. The second quarter of the current fiscal had recorded an increase of 5.5%. India's largest two-wheeler maker, Hero MotoCorp, on Friday said the coronavirus outbreak in China is likely to impact its planned production for the month of February by 10%, since supplies of some components to its manufacturing facilities in India have taken a hit. Reliance Industries has announced consolidation of its media and distribution businesses into a single entity, Network 18. Under the scheme of arrangement, TV18 Broadcast, Hathway Cable and Datacom and Den Networks will be merged into Network 18 Media and Investments. The restructuring will create value chain integration and render substantial economies of scale. It will also simplify the corporate structure of the group by reducing the number of listed entities. The government seems to have estimated the valuation of Life Insurance Corporation at around Rs 13 to 15 lakh crore. Chief Economic Advisor K.V. Subramanian in a media interaction indicated that the government may easily mobilize Rs 90,000 crore by divesting 6-7% stake in the state-owned insurance giant. This is the first ever statement by any government functionary after the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced about LIC IPO in her budget speech earlier this month. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.